Yes.
That's a house.
And that's a single-family residence. I wasn't sure on that one. Is Sunset representing that one?
Yes.
The next 12.
That's what I was thinking. You might just stay up there.
How big is that house?
Good size.
Yeah. How many bedrooms in that house?
Let me see here. 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Yeah.
We've got 38, 39, 40, and 41. All under branching, or Sunset.
I didn't understand the question.
I'm talking to myself.
Oh, okay.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
Is that subdivision set up for nightly rentals?
This is Branson Creek.
Yeah,
it is under the Fieldstone Bluffs.
Okay.
So it's one that was on the original letter that stated which properties could do nightly rental. Yes.
One question for you, Bob. On that overlay you showed us where all the nightly rentals are in there, does that include that does or does not include these new ones?
Really, this is just strictly the current applications that have been received.
Okay.
So really, this just highlights the current applications.
Yeah, I wanted to get that picture in my mind.
I do think there are. I know there are a certain number that we haven't yet received applications for as well.
We're on the one on the top right.
Yes. Yeah. So we're.
If you don't mind, can we just hold that picture, and as we go down through these and identify, or will that mess things up?
I wouldn't have an issue with that, actually, if the Planning Commission doesn't.
They're all going to be about the same application, and we go through these and kind of identify where they are, and then if there's any questions by the rest of the commission, well, we can present them then, I think.
I agree.
Okay. Anybody got any questions on this one?
Okay.
So let's go to, are we on 41 or 2?
And this one is Patricia A. Bates Living Trust. And we'll just skip to that on each one of these. I've just got the same map
what
here.
What is easiest, Bob? I just kind of
no, I think sure. I think you're right.
It's currently on 40.
Yeah. I think that'll be as easy. And yeah, this one is, sorry. That's 189 Stony Point.
So,
yeah.
I think I've messed him up.
And so that one is going to be right there. That one's going to be this one.
And that's a home, right?
Yes.
And that's a home as well.
And all homes up there.
All the rest of these, I think, are homes, aren't they, or not?
No, we've got some other villas, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got 4 homes and the rest are villas.
Up there on that road, that's all houses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about the villages down there by the pond?
Yeah, on Tuscany and Logano and...
Yeah. Okay. So, anybody got any questions on this one?
I'm good.
Okay, Bob, let's move to the next one, be 41.
Oops, sorry. And this one is Stephen and Sherry Corey Nightly Rental, and it's located at 157 Tuscany Drive. And that one's going to be a villa as well, so that
yeah,
one will...
Yeah, that's up there with the other first two we had.
Yeah, so that one's going to be here. Yeah, this one's located right up here.
Is my understanding.
And we've got, of course, views of each one.
Now you take care of all of that?
Not the whole villa, no.
Yeah, it's basically just half.
And my understanding is on most of these halves, the people who own the other half are renting them, and you believe also themselves?
I know on Branson, and what we've referred to as Branson Creek 110, we sold that. We acted as the listing agent and sold it to a buyer who was planning on doing it themselves.
Okay. How about the others?
Yes, the rest of them, no.
They're pretty much permanent residents there? I understand. I was just curious.
But, yeah, I've never really...
That are owners?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd have to check and see if they're beside ours or not.
I was just curious if you knew.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions on this one? Okay, Bob, let's move to 42.
Okay, and this one's at 209 Stony Point Drive. And this is another single-family residence within the Fieldstone Bluffs.
Questions on this one?
Have you been renting all these about the same length of time, or some a lot older than
Some are quite a bit older. One of my owners that's here has been on our program, probably the very first that we had on our program, who'd also rented through Branson Creek.
Okay.
So up until we've had owners that have purchased, you know, in like 2016 and added on to our program.
Okay. I was just curious if some of them, you know, were fairly old, or all of them you've been doing this with for quite a while.
Yeah, we've been in business for 10 years now.
10 years, okay.
Mm-hmm. Anybody got any questions on this one? Okay, Bob, let's move to the next one,
okay.
Valley View.
And this one's located
112.
At 112 North Tuscany Drive. This is another single villa. So that one's, oops.
Anybody got any questions on this one?
Yeah, I haven't found it yet.
That's what I was thinking too. That's Fieldstone Monte Cristo.
Now, this is the one that we used to manage both sides, sold one off, and now the other owner is doing nightly rentals. And I believe they've applied for the permit.
Yes. The other one, Bob.
Yeah, it's that one.
Okay.
Anybody got any questions on this one? Okay, Bob.
Okay.
Move to the next one.
And this one is located at 120 Lugano Drive. And this is another single villa as well. And this is going to be that one right there.
It was the first one that was built in there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Back in 95. Okay, anybody got any questions on that one? Okay, Bob, let's go to the next one. Robert and Leslie Dickens.
And this is the one that the owner had actually come in and wanted to speak also, if that's okay. And called Benita and asked if that would be appropriate or... It's okay.
Are they the one that owns it?
Yeah, they had appointed us as representatives.
You're representing them?
Yeah. But he wanted to speak also.
Yeah, for a minute.
Thank you. My name is Robert Dixon. I go by Mike. It's a family problem. Mr. Ashley presented you, I think, this evening, a pack of the materials that displays the length of time that we've had the home and rental program. We bought it in April 2008, and at that time, Branson Creek Nightly Rentals managed the rental for us. And at page one of that packet shows that as a return address there. Then they turn it over to the golf club, and they managed it out of that at that point in time. The accompanying sheets are just the financials that we file on taxes. Each year, just to show that we've not been out of the program in that length of time. I won't be able to be here next month. I have a pacemaker, and they're going to change the battery, and I won't be able to be present. That's why I wanted to come and have you put a face with the application.
Anybody got any questions for Mike? Nope. That was short.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Bob, let's move to the...
Okay, the next one is Terry Pope. And this one's located at 137 North Tuscany Drive. And this is a single villa as well. And I believe it's that one, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, so this one's located right here. Like I said, that one's that guy.
Anybody got any questions for this one?